Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I don't get it, Seltzer. What's the music about?
This is I'm All Right from Caddyshack, buddy. You're playing golf on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, Joe.
Well, it didn't get to
that. Not a great start.
Wasn't the recognizable part. Well, look, I look forward to Sunday. So, Jody, forget who's going to win Sunday. Who's going to win? Let's get you and Devin and James all on the record right now for who will win overall. Because I will probably lose on Sunday. Jody Mack, 5 events. Reminder, they are golf, not in this order, but golf, basketball, baseball, tennis, and running. Jody Mack, who will win overall, and how many will that person win?
I filled in for Rich E about 2 weeks ago, somewhere thereabouts. I apologize for not remembering the exact day.
Yep.
I will stand by my prediction then. There will not be a winner.
Controversy?
This is never going to end. This will go on and on, and be delayed and whatever.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
2027, maybe, we may have a definitive winner. So I got like 3 years to come up with a side to pick.
It's
That's the best answer I've heard yet.
It's a way to present a thought.
To be quite honest.
So, Devin, if there is a winner in the next few weeks or months, who do you think it will be with how many?
I think Jack will win. I think he'll win the most events. Sorry, Joe. But I agree with Jody where he may win, by official score, but he'll be a loser because you will fight tooth and nail to debate the results of these.
Well, let's say I don't. How many does he win?
At least 3 of 5.
Does he win 4? Does he win? At least three could be 3, 4, or 5. How many does he freaking win?
3. He wins.
Okay, I'm getting more
if
than most
not
people.
4.
Oh,
not
wait,
4.
Not 4. All right, Seltzer?
So I had been at Jack 5-0. Like, that was my initial
prediction.
He's not
winning tennis, obviously.
Hold on. Yeah, let me get there. My initial prediction was 5-0. I do think you want it way more than him. And I do think that matters. I'm going to give you some credit here. I was going to say 4-1, but I'm going to give you a 3-2 loss.
Thank
that,
you.
That, I'm getting there for you, buddy.
So tennis and which one do you think?
Baseball.
Okay.
A lot of people are counting Jack out for baseball.
I think Jack's going to walk you. I think he's going to walk you. Like, I just do.
You know my theory.
So a walk is a win.
In the 10 plate appearances, I think it's going to be 2 walks, 1 hit batter, 1 hit.
Yeah, I don't know that you'll get a hit, but I think you'll find a way to get on base 4 times.
Yeah. One thing I know nothing about, can Jack hoop at all?
I don't really know either.
No one knows.
Well, can Joe, we know Joe, respectfully, sorry, Joe, you can throw free throws, but we don't know if you can hoop.
Whoa. What are we, 1940?
We don't know that Joe can hoop.
In 1940, we throw free throws?
Whatever.
That's the way Grant.
This is what I'm talking about.
That's the way Grantland Rice would write in 1940. He threw good free throws.
What a shout out for Grantland
Rice. All right.
This is what I'm talking about. This is what Jack Fritz is going to have to deal with, even if he wins.
Grantland Rice. Great, great shout out. Well
Do we
done.
Have any other old ways to talk about sports? Jody, give me an old way to talk about sports.
No, boy, I'm not going to try and top Grantland Rice.
no, I just meant a
but
way.
But no, I need to know, can Fritz hoop?
I really don't know. I really don't.
See, that's why you can't make a prediction on this. And, by the way, braggadocio on both sides. Like, he doesn't sit here and brag. Like, Fritz doesn't get on the afternoon show and brag and talk trash. But nobody's got any idea whether either one of you can play basketball.
Didn't the whole thing start because of basketball? Am I wrong in that?
I don't remember at this point. I really don't.
I feel like it did, and I remember Jack sounding very confident that he could beat you in basketball.
I mean, he's got size.
Jack believes he's got size.
Going 5-0, and none of them are going to be competitive. So,
I just don't know if he has skill. I really don't. All right, we do know that Seth Greenberg thinks that the 76ers first-round draft pick Edgecombe has skill. Listen to Seth Greenberg yesterday.
People really love the pick of VJ Edgecombe. Did you like this pick?
Yeah, I think he's a perfect fit. VJ Edgecombe, I think he was the second best two-way player in the draft. I think Cooper Flagg is the best two-way player in the draft. He's an explosive athlete, as people know. He's terrific in transition. I think he'll be a good complement for Tyrese Maxey and Jared McCain, which I think is important. He's an elite, elite defender. Catch and shoot from three, no problem. We'll have to improve a little bit off the bounce, kind of get into a spot and elevating, but he's got the athleticism. When we interviewed him after his selection, you talk about emotional. He was trying to get himself back under control. And I loved the way he approached it. Like he said, it was an honor and a privilege to be with us. He thanked us. He was excited about the future and just getting ready to go to work and believed in his work. And I'm a big believer in his, you are your habits. And he's got great habits and a terrific body and athleticism and toughness. And you know, I think the Sixers need a guy like that to complement Tyrese.
It's a pretty big endorsement right there, Seth Greenberg. So, and of course, that audio courtesy of John Clark's podcast. All right, let's go to the phones. Time's yours in about 5 minutes. Steve in Willow Grove right now. Hi, Steve.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Steve.
Fun day Friday. So, Hammer, I have all the faith in the world. You're the underdog here. Everybody's counting you out. No, you're going to put a hammer on. But
well, I intend to. And Steve, what did Stoutland say?
Hungry dogs run faster.
That is correct.
There you go.
It went from Stoutland to Kelsey to me. I'll be ready.
What a lineage that is.
Could I share a bathroom moment with you also? Is that okay?
I mean, yeah, as long as it's in the
I don't have to dump you, Steve.
Appropriate.
Yes.
Yeah, I trust you, Steve.
Yeah, listen, it's nothing bad. So, you know, last week we're down in the Dominican and get out of the pool to go to the bathroom. It's like the public bathroom at the pool area. And I'm in the bathroom, I'm at the urinal, and all of a sudden I turn around. The girl's cleaning the floor, cleaning the urinals around me.
Whoa.
I'm standing there at the urinal, and I'm looking around, and the guys are coming in because it's from the pool and the bar and the whole bit. And they're turning around, walking out. I'm like, last man standing here.
That's good, man.
I feel like they should clear the bathroom before right? Yeah.
That's funny.
I guess because it's next to the adult pool and everybody's drunk and taking their clothes off, but this woman's in there cleaning like...
Steve, what pool were you at, buddy?
Punta Cana, it's great. But, you know, I'm standing there and...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
She's mopping. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, that's funny, man.
She's mopping around me like, you know, I'm in her way.
Steve, as long as you didn't say, hold my beer, we're okay. If you had said that, we might have had an issue and a problem. But thank you for not saying hold my beer to the cleaning woman.
I didn't know what to say. But
yeah, you're a good man, Steve. You're a good man.
Listen, hey. So the problem is we're not hitting the ball.
Correct.
Put the bat on the ball.
Yeah.
If we're not going to get rid of the manager, you got to get rid of the hitting coach. You got to dump.
Well, it may just be the player, Steve. I mean, I'll give you a for instance. Do you remember when the Phillies moved on from Milt Thompson? I think it was during 2010. Might have been 2011. It wasn't Milt's fault. The players were declining. Ryan Howard wasn't as good anymore, and this was before he became not good. Like, he was still good, but he wasn't as good. Chase Sutley was still good. He wasn't as good. Like, they just were declining. JT, Castellanos, those guys are declining. The players that were supposed to evolve are not evolving. Now, I can't tell you, Steve, that some of it's not on the hitting coach. I can't prove it. I don't know it. But I do know this. It's no shock that Castellanos at his age and JT at his age just aren't that good anymore. I mean, you know, they're not that good. They're okay. But anyway, hi, Steve. I got a million things to get to. I need an answer from you. For Adam Sandler tickets, a great moment in a show or movie where someone realizes something.
Okay, how about when Michael Corleone realizes Freda was the rat?
Oh, buddy, that could win.
Oh, my God.
Big.
That's really big.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really big. All right, a couple things I want to do here quickly. We're going to get to Times Yours in a sec, but the Phillies bat just came up. Rob Thompson gave an answer after the game yesterday. It was kind of irritating. Listen to what he said.
Yeah, I'm trying to make too much out of three games. Do you see any deeper trends with how your offense has performed that maybe stick out to you as concerning? Or?
It's the old thing that I talk about all the time, trying to do too much. That's the thing that concerns me the most, and that's just because they care.
They just
care.
I don't like the answer. All right, with that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, Time's Yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. With the Wi-Fi booming, unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go, only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
What a way to waste arguably the best starting pitching starts of the season. Unbelievable. Somebody call Mikel Franco in Japan and tell him we need his bat.
Yeah, you know, I hadn't thought of that. They might have been the three best in a row starts they've had, and they lost all three games. That's incredible.
Joe DeCamera, you are 1,000% right to complain about, or to actually call out John Ritchie and James Seltzer for their lack of support. Whether they think you're going to win or not, they are on your team, and they are 1,000% wrong for not giving you their full support.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
On two teams. I do a podcast with Jack. I'm supporting both of you.
Also, right? you don't have to root for someone just because you're on the same show as them.
You don't have to, but Devin Caney, I will ask you this question. Devin Caney, in one corner is Jack Fritz. In the other corner is Joe DeCamera. Uh-huh. Who are you rooting for? Devin Caney, uh-huh. Who are you rooting for?
Depends.
Great answer.
Here's why I can come to DeCamera's defense. Maybe the first time today.
I'm going to be honest.
Maybe the first time today.
It kind of hurts a little bit. You think I don't bleed?
Someone should be able to say, I believe one is going to win, but I'm rooting for the other. And but if Johnny Ritchie didn't give you any,
he gave me
I'm
none.
Rooting for you. You got a reason to
Jody, when I would watch the Flyers this year.
John is openly rooting against Joe.
That's wrong.
Yes.
It is wrong. That's just flat out wrong.
I mean, my God.
Because John and I have sat here Friday after Friday for the last several years watching Joe celebrate like a madman. So sometimes watching Joe get a slice of humble pie isn't the worst thing in the world. Okay?
The last time the Sixers took a beat the hammer thing? None other than Sir Charles. The last time the Sixers took a player out of Auburn was none other than Sir Charles. Now, I'm not saying he's going to be Charles Barkley, but we'll see what this kid's got. Welcome to Philly, Johnny Broom.
There you go. All right, I like it. James, any more? One more.
Joe DeCamera backs into a 3-foot pool like an 80-year-old man that apparently is going to compete against Jack Fritz in 5 different sports. Okay.
I mean, it's a decent right. Not wrong.
And with that, Time's Yours, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, let's get to the Got a Door and Window to the weekend. It is, of course, brought to us by Got a Door and Window. Take advantage of Got a Door and Window's big summer sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit GOGUIDA. .com. Well, obviously, number two this weekend, in order of importance, is the Philly series. We hope they play well. They start a new series tonight. But the main attraction will be me and Fritz in Goff. No, I think people are rooting for the Phillies. But me versus Fritz this weekend. We shall see what happens. Let's also get to the Twitter poll question.
Also, NHL draft tonight.
That's right. Flyers with what? Fifth pick? Sixth pick?
Sixth pick. Like
that? Yeah. Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. What's the Armin difference? It's simple. It's Armin's people. Well-trained, friendly, and caring. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. All right. Jody, you play the role of Richie. The question, which Sixers guard do you think will have the best career? How do you think the people voted, Jody, between Edgecombe, Maxey, and McCain? Best career.
Maxey, number one.
He is, and I'm surprised by how much.
No, because the basketball fans of Philadelphia are smart.
I know.
The number one in this.
But here's what. So Maxey won it with 72%. The other two each get 14.
Wow, I wouldn't have said 72.
No.
Thanks for not asking a number.
Because, guys.
I would have gotten like high 40s.
Here are two facts we know. One fact, Jared McCain was better as a rookie than Maxey. That's a fact. Fact two, Edgecombe drafted significantly higher than the either than the other two.
Yeah, that's true.
Nothing proves anything. I'm just saying it's, you know, this could go in a lot of directions. But Maxey won this thing in a blowout. All right, next poll question. Who's going to win Sunday in Guff? Jody?
I have to take Jack just because you've told me Jack's going to win.
Jack's
going to
win, and 81% of people see it that way.
Wow.
Yeah.
It should be 100.
I'm with the 81.
Should be 100%, but that's okay.
You're really going for this hammer today.
Hey, listen, James, I'm just trying. I mean, there's no hammer celebration today. People,
will you guys be mic'd up? Will you be
there will be a video component.
Okay.
And that video will be out sometime on Monday.
Okay.
Yeah. Two final things. We got to come up with a winner for a great moment in a movie or a show when a character realizes something.
I think it was that Fredo answer at the end. The Michael Fredo answer.
Well, okay, there's that. There's the Wizard of Oz very end. No Place Like
Sixth
Home.
Sixth Sense is up there.
Sixth Sense.
No one said Primal Fear today, by the way. I was waiting for that.
Yeah, Darth Vader. There's also What's in the Box?
Oh, that one was really good.
Yeah, that's another good one.
Good.
Yeah.
There's Pesci dying in Goodfellas.
Another good one.
James, can we make it a poll next week?
Yeah, I don't know. It might be a little difficult to put together, but I'm sure we could.
Let's do that.
Okay.
We'll find a way. All right, one last thing. We'll find a way. Jody, we do five questions with you. I have one last question, and we need this.
Oh, you got all five in. Good job.
And I need this in about 15 seconds.
Done.
If the Dallas Mavericks and the Los Angeles Lakers discussed a Cooper Flagg for Luka Doncic trade, who would say no?
Dallas.
I agree with you. But it's wild because their fan base was dying to get Doncic back.
Who says no? The Mavs, the executive, the general manager, yeah. The fans might say, yes, please give us Luka back. There's no way the general manager's ever walking that back again.
Okay. Everyone have a great rest of the day. I was fascinated on draft night. If that trade discussion had happened, you know, could it have and would it have?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.